Certainly not a prospect we're looking forward to in any shape or form. We all have our own jobs. We all have our own lives, although they've been put on hold largely. For some of us, maybe longer than others, but certainly for an awful lot of people, you know, this has been dominating their lives. There's nobody, I can assure you, in any shape or form, looking forward to the prospect of having to run as a TD. But there's no way we came the distance we've came. We said it in Dublin. We've said it all along. The job's not done. The job's done. And whatever it takes to get there is what we're prepared to do. And I think we have been consistent in that message all along. I think we have, when we said we're going to do something, we've done it. It was a big call, but we hope it's not required. But, you know, we have to look at succession planning. Any good campaign has a plan B, C, D, and E. And we are working our way through it here. But certainly not one that we would be looking forward to doing. It's not what we're cut out for. It's not what we put our hands up for. We put our hands up to try and shout for getting our homes back that was basically robbed from us through no fault of our own. And we just cannot let the 7,000 people in Donegal alone down. What was very clear on the Friday protest was the number of people that came to all of us afterwards. And you could see it in their eyes. You could hear it in their voices. You know, we're their last hope. Yeah. And we can't walk away from them, and we won't walk away from them, you know. And that's what's going to come down to, Donald. We'll do what we have to do to get the job done.
Presumably you will have strategists in each area looking at how to do this, because you're going to have to be very careful in the sense that if you were to unseat a TD who at the moment is sympathetic to and supportive of your cause, it could prove to be counterproductive in the sense that you might gain a seat for a Micah homeowner, but you might lose an ally in the process. And to ensure that doesn't happen, it's going to take a lot of strategizing. It's going to take a lot of careful thinking about where to target a campaign, and it's going to take a lot of planning from people who understand the election, sort of the election machine, as it were, backwards and forwards.
Yeah, and we have a lot of friends that understand the election machine very, very well at this stage. We have a lot of friends in the in-power parties right now, in Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. We've got a lot of friends in the opposition parties. So we are very, very aware of the implications of this. But the bottom line has to come down to this. There is an opportunity to avoid all this. The opportunity is there. It's there for the taking. And if they don't take it, and if the colleagues that we have in the affected counties can't force their own parties to go do the right thing, there'll be a space for them in our campaign. There'll be a space for them as a Mica candidate as well. So they're not going to be cut loose and abandoned. They'll either stick with their own party that has failed to deliver what we all know we need, or they speak up and they go back into their own counties with their head held high, and they leave behind them the party that let them down, and they join us and join our campaign to get the job done. And that's really where it comes down to. And why I say that it's there to be done, I was just looking there, and again, Barry Kearney was able to provide me with some stats. He's always good on this stuff. You know, there was a 3.8 billion stronger tax revenue than what was forecasted. So when they do their summer numbers in preparation for the forecast,